In this episode, I'm going to talk about one big bad dude that can be a really big help or a big brick wall. Dude named Mo, you might have heard of him. Hey, you sick, twisted freaks, it's Rolly. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Today, I want to talk about freelancing. Not any particular line of work, but the subject of freelancing in general. It's enjoyed something of an uptrend lately. Lots of people were doing it before, of course, but I would guess there are a lot more people doing it right now, partly out of necessity. And for some, it might be the way food gets on the table right now. Now, I've been fortunate to get a few gigs here and there, and things are working out. You know, I mean, it's nowhere near what, you know, I was making before, with my regular day job, but it's getting there. Did I wish I had a steady gig? Yeah. Do I wish I had something with benefits? Duh. Am I a little bit nervous that the apocalypse is going to happen in a couple of weeks and it's all going to hit the fan? Uh-huh. Yes. But, you know, right now is right now, and that's what I need to keep a focus on. I hit the job boards every day and fill out a gang of applications, and then I hit Upwork and some other freelancing sites and submit some proposals. Upwork, for the initiated, is a freelance job board where people post what they need, and you can submit a proposal to fill that job. And if they select you, you've got the gig and you get to work, and with any luck, you get paid if they're, you know, on the up and up. Now, I find myself wondering. I've done this for a little while, and I've gotten paid a few gigs. I find myself wondering about the folks that are dipping their toe in these waters for the first time, like I did recently, because I know how frustrating it was for me to pitch and pitch and pitch and hear nothing but crickets. And I want to tell you something that you may not realize, but here's a reality check. Contrary to popular belief, the worst thing you can hear isn't no. The worst thing you can hear is nothing. And I'm not going to lie to you. It took what seemed like forever for me to get my first yes. And before that first yes was a number of bites on the hook that I couldn't reel in. But the real frustration for me was hearing nothing at all. Not a yes, no, hi, boo, F you, nothing. And if I'm being honest with you, I've got to tell you that I found it hard not to take personally. Until I didn't. Because there's a reality check here that you have to realize. The reality check is nobody owes you a GD thing when it comes to this. They're hopefully paying decent money for the result they want. And if they decide you're not for them, there's nothing that says that they have to contact you to say, thanks, but no. It would be nice, but they don't have to do it. And the reason is really simple. If they call you or email you and say, thanks, but no, then they have to deal with the, well, why not? So for a lot of people, it's probably better that they just don't contact you at all and just contact the person that they select. Who wants to hear, yeah, but why not, all day long? And I imagine right now with the number of people, the uptick, the uptrend in freelancers, I imagine something like that would happen way more often right now, right? Once I got over that hill, it became not only easier to hear nothing, but then here's the amazing part. Hearing no became a whole lot easier. And of course, you know, yes is just the best ever. But let's get back to the crickets for a second. It's a buzzkill, for sure. I know. And that's where Mo comes along. It's hard to keep going when you're not getting anything, right? You're just shouting into the abyss. But that's just momentum working against you. The overused cliche is running uphill, and I know it's a cliche, but it is the most appropriate. You've got to spend that extra energy and extra dedication to keep swinging at it, to keep pitching, to keep saying to the world, hey, hi, I can make this for you. And realize that you're going to have to take no and no thing for an answer until that first person says, okay, yes. And then the most amazing thing is going to happen. You're going to be able to show the world that one person said yes, and you're going to be able to show the world, I took that yes and I did this with it. Isn't it neat? And someone will see that and say, yes, that's neat. I'd like to add another yes to your pile. And that's when Mo comes around and starts working for you. Because yes means results. And results attract more yes. Now, I know this sounds oversimplified, and honestly, yeah, it is. But it's got the benefit of actually being true. Ask any best-selling writer you can think of, and I'm sure they'll be able to tell you some of the most hilarious and mind-boggling rejection stories prior to that one moment that changed their lives. And come to that, how many actors and actresses, how many songwriters and musicians, how many artists were told that they didn't have what it took and that they'd never make it until they did? Well, we're on that same road right now, you and I. We're on the highway to that town that we'll never work in again until we find there's a house with our name on the door. And while we're on that highway, you might help someone tune in here to the radio station I'm putting out. See what I did there? Hey, hey, Mr. Segway does it again. Share this with somebody who needs it. Subscribe if you haven't already. And, you know, I'd love a review if you've got the time. The website is chrisroley.com, K-R-I-S-R-O-L-E-Y, and you can contact me there as well as follow me on all the social medias. Stay solid, people. I will see you next time. It's Roley. Bye-bye.